Today's Shi'ur is Masechta, Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Hei. We will begin Be'ezer Hashem Yitbarach on Daf Lamed Dalar on Be'ez, three lines from the bottom. We learned in Mishnah Din Nefashis, Donim B'yoyim. Din Nefashis are conducted by day, V'Gremim B'yoyim. From here we see that both the beginning and the end of the Din Torah has to be done by day and not by night. Ask the Gemara, not immediately. From where do we know this halacha? Says the Gemara Amar Simi Barachia Amar Kra. The pasuk says V'yom Hashem Al Moshe Kach is called Rosh Ha'am V'haka Oysam L'Hashem Negra Hashemish. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu to take the leaders of Klal Yisrael and find all those that worship the Avodah Zarah Baal Pa'or, and V'haka, as we're going to be learning, V'hoika means to hang them, and this should all be done neged Hashemesh, while it's still day. So from here we see that this should all be done by day. There is a discussion, Daruch Haner has a discussion, what does day mean? Does it mean from the nets to the shkia, or does it mean from the alois until tseisa kechavim? While we're learning in our pasuk, it says yoim. Yoim typically means from the alois hashachar till the tzeis. The ragged shover and the tzofnes p'neach says that it goes from the nets to the shkia. And he says that it has to be negra shemesh. Since our Gemara is teaching us that it should be negra shemesh, Negra Shemesh only is from the nets to the Shkia. Amr Chizda. But we just said that the definition of the word Hoika is to hang. Ask the Gemara Menayim L'Hoika Shitliya. From where we know that that is the definition of the word Hoika. Diksiv V'kanam L'Hashem B'giv HaShol B'chir HaShem. During the time of David HaMelech, there was a hunger for 3 years. David HaMelech went to ask the Urim V'Tumim why. And the answer he got back was because that they did not properly eulogize, did not properly give a hesped on Shaul. They buried him very quickly. And Shaul killed the Kohanim of the city Noiv. Why did he kill them? Because he felt that they were collaborating with David. And since Noiv was the city, the Kohanim were the ones that supported the Gevinim. The Gevinim, we know, are the people who had fooled Yeshua into believing that they were Jew. They were a people that wanted to be Megayer, they wanted to come into Klal Yisrael, which actually wasn't true. They were looking for a way to become part of Klal Yisrael, even though they don't deserve to be part of Klal Yisrael, because from the Zion Umas, that may not enter into Klal Yisrael. And at that point, since they had already accepted them, they were appointed chaytvei eitz v'shevei mayim. They were appointed to do these jobs and for the Kohanim. And Noiv, when Shaul destroyed Noiv or Kohanim, they lost their support. So since David HaMelech had gotten this report, had gotten this answer, because what Shaul did to the Givoinim, he was called them and he said, what will appease you? And he said, what will appease us is that if 7 sons of Shaul will be hung, and therefore he had no choice, he handed over to them the 7 sons, as we're going to be discussing, then they hung them. And Shaul was buried with great honor and with a proper hesped. And the pasuk, when it speaks about the Gevinim making their request to David HaMelech about Shaul's son, the pasuk says, "V'kanam l'Hashem b'giv Shaul b'chir Hashem." B'ksiv, the pasuk says further after these men were hung, "V'tikach ritzu bas ayes asak v'tateu loy el chamor b'tchilas tzir." Ritzu bas aya was a pelegish of Shaul, and 2 of the people who had been hung were her sons. They were hung in the spring and at the beginning of the summer, and till it started to rain. What she did was, she took a sack and she went and sat there to protect those bodies that should not be attacked by animals, by birds. The fact that she needed to do so is obviously that they were hung and exposed, because if they were just killed in another fashion, they wouldn't have been out there to be victim to the birds and to the animals. So we see that when the pasuk over there uses the word vakanim, it must be that they were hung through hanging. So we see that that is the same word, and the pasuk says by hanging, by baal par negra shemesh. Of course, the mefarshim ask that the Torah Kedoshah says leisolon of lasal eitz ki tavet tigvurena b'yamahu, that a person that's punished should be buried immediately. So why were these children of Sheol left for such a long time exposed? So the Rishonim explain that David HaMelech did this with a plan. David HaMelech's plan was that when people will see that there were individuals who were hung for such a long time, they're going to ask what happened that this was done, and they're going to say that how Klal Yisrael treated the Gevoinim, people who had fooled us, but when they were mistreated, Klal Yisrael treated them with such respect. So in order to elicit that respect, even though it's wrong to typically leave them hanging like that, in this case, they were left like that. V'ksiv, after the Gemara now explained that Hakana means to be hung, the Pasuk says, V'yom Hashem, going back to the Pasuk that we began with, the Pasukim about Baal Pa'ar, says the Gemara, V'yom Hashem, Amosha, Kachas Kol Rosh Ha'am, V'hoik Hashem L'Hashem Neg Hashemesh. So the question is, what's the purpose of the Rosh Ha'am participating in this? Ask the Gemara, Ema'am Chatu, if the people who worshipped Avodah Zarah did this terrible Avera, Rosh Ha'am Achatu, what was the Avera of the Rosh Ha'am? Says the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Marav, Amar Kresh Baruch Hu, L'moshe, Chalek Lehem Batei Dinam. Prepare Batei Dinam to take care and judge all of the people who worshipped Avodah Zarah. So Yin Yaakov asks, often we find that the Rosh Ha'am, that the leaders are held responsible because they didn't say or do anything. So why don't we assume that that's what happened here too? So the Yin Yaakov says two terutzim. One terutz he says is, because we don't really find in the pasuk that they are identified of having done anything wrong. And moreover, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rachman al-Tzlan, punishes us for loimichu, for not having said anything, that's typically a punishment that's b'day shemayim. Here we find that it was a punishment b'day adam. The Moshe Rabbeinu had to do something with them. So it's a proof that they did something wrong. So says the Gemara, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them was that they divide into many bati dinim, and all those bati dinim will be in different places. And as the Ben Yoyada explains, this was to show the incredible nace that happened. And he says that we know that while Klal Yisrael was in the Midbar, there was an oil, there was an onon, there was a cloud over all of Klal Yisrael. And the sun never was visible, because that cloud that hovered over Klal Yisrael blocked the sun. What happened here was that the people who were judged guilty and were hung, and we say that the sun came out, there were cracks in that cloud over every one of these people who was hung. And what Ben Yoyada goes on to say, if what happened here now was that they were spread all over, so that the whole area of the Midbar, of Machne Yisrael in the Midbar, these cracks in the clouds that were never there previously, all of a sudden were there to show the nace of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask the Gemara, my Tama, why was it necessary to to establish all these batidinim. Elaim mishum she'en donim shnayim b'yom echad. If you're going to say the reason is because we can't have two batidinim on the same day, and that's what to judge somebody to death. So that's why we had to have, and there were so many people who did this aveira. That's why we needed so many people. Ask the Gemara, Amar Rav Chisda lo shanu el b'shtei misos. When is the halacha that we can't, a bezin doesn't do two capital cases in one day? That's only when it's two different types of aveiras. And the concern is that they're not going to be able to give each case the proper concentration. Ava b'misa achas, when we're talking about one aveira, donin, we can do two in one day. So we could do 2 days, one in 2 days. Again, why was it necessary to establish all these batei dinim? Says the Gemara, Ella kidei shiyoshu charoin af Yisrael. The reason was that this was the way to appease HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw that we are eliminating all of the Averis. And as the Pasuk says, indeed, that after they did this, that the Kodesh Vamegefa Netzara, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu stopped them. The Yad Ramah has a different pshat. He says that we've been learning in our shiurim that we have to eliminate, with somebody's chayv misa, we have to kill him right away. And that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to take care of. Dinin of Mamanus, but when we spoke about Dinin Mamanus, we could finish the day, the Din Torah, during the day, Bein L'chus, Bein L'choyva, any type of case. Ask the Gemara, Menonimili, from where do we know? I saw another interesting pshat, why Ein Donin Shnayim Ben Yom Echad. One pshat is that because Ein Oysim Mitzvah Chavilas Chavilas, whatever comes to perform a mitzvah, we have to do it only one at a time. Another explanation is that we've been learning in our shiurim that somebody who's being judged, we could, and he, even though the Besdin is leaning towards conviction, we've learned that we could come back and be Malabat Chus. If there's going to be two Batei Dinim at the same day, two Dintaris in the same day of Misa, there may be a confusion. And in order to avoid that confusion, we do it all in one day. So we said, by Dinim Mamanus, we could do it all in one day, no matter what type of psak, not immediately. From where do we notice Halacha? Says the Gemara, Amara, Rav Chanina Damakra, Malaysi Mishpat, Tzadik Yolam Pav Atam Ratzchem. The Pasuk speaks about Dinin Nefashis that we've been saying that we don't paskin that day when it's L'chayva because we want to try to come up with a way to exonerate the person. Rav Amma, but that's by Dinin Nefashis. Rav Amma Mehacha. The Pasuk says in Limdu Hetev Dirshu Mishpat Ashru Chaimitz, Pasuk in Yeshaya, and the Pasuk says, Ashu Dayan Shemechametz Asdinoi. Praised is the Dayan that delays and doesn't quickly convict. Vidach, Rav Chanina, that learned this from the other Pasuk, what does he do with this Pasuk? Says the Gemara, he uses this Pasuk to teach us, Ashu Chometz V'loi Chometz. Have Rachmanis and worry about the person who got, about the victim and not the perpetrator. That, and the way the Rishonim explain is as follows. We have a case of a Malva and a Loiva. A Loiva owes a Malva money, and that's the entire that the Malva brings the Loiva for. And then the Loiva says, well, why are you focusing on the money that I owe this Malva? Why don't you focus on the Mashkin that I had left with that Malva that I want back? And what the Pasuk is teaching us is that the first Din Torah we do is we do the Din Torah on behalf of the Malva. That the money that he is owed, he gets repaid. And then we'll talk about the Mashkin. Tosfos, however, points out that this will only be valid, that this will only be the halacha in a case where there is a shtar. Vidach, hai Malaysi Mishpat. And the other person, what does he learn from the other man? What does he learn from the pasuk
Melesi Mishpat my Avalei. Answers the Gemara, he needs it to Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yitzchak. Dam Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yitzchak. Kol Tanish Shemalina Bayis at Staka. What they used to do was they would distribute Staka after the Tainus, so the poor people who had not eaten all day and were desperate for food and were waiting for this money would get the money and have what to eat after the Tainus. And the Pasuk says that if you don't distribute the Staka on the Tainus in the proper time, Shenamar Belesi Mishpat Tzedek, that we have to do it. If you don't do it in the right time, then you will be considered like you are roitzchim, like you murderers. However, says the Gemara, v'hani mili, when is the halacha that we have to give out the food, the tztaka, on the day of the tainus? The rift of a tamri, that's food that's ready to eat. Avol, in a place where they give zuzi, chiti v'sari, that they don't distribute actual food that's ready to eat. They give out money, or they give out barley, wheat, so the aniyim won't be eating that food anyway, matzoi the tainus, because that's not edible food, it needs preparation, so there is no specific need to give it away, to give it immediately. Which opens up a discussion, if one may give tztaka at night. A pi kabbalah, it seems that we don't give tztaka at night. And our Gemara is saying that we do give tztaka at night. So I saw many different approaches in the Paiskim how to approach this. The Chida says that this minig, that not to give tztaka at night, is only said to people who are mukabalim. Tztaka could be given at night. Many suggest that there's a very big difference if there's a real need, which is the example of our Gemara. If there's somebody who didn't eat and he needs food to be able to get food, then the halacha is we allow to give him tztaka. But to other, maybe not. Another pshat that I saw is that there's a difference. To want to initiate, if somebody's sitting down to write checks for tztaka, so maybe that shouldn't be done by night. But if somebody approaches you for tztaka, and the person, as Al Gemara is a great example, didn't eat all day, and he's desperate for food, and now you're going to tell him, well, I'm not giving tztaka at night, that, of course, is not acceptable. You have to give him at night. The Chasam Sofer says that that if you're allowed to give matan b'seser, which I understand what the Chasam Sofer means to say, is that when you have a situation that you have the ability to give the tztaka in the best way, then of course you can give the tztaka in the best way, and the fact that it's night should not stop you. And now Gemara is such an example also, that if we have a situation where people fasted all day and they need that food, of course we should give the tztaka at night. Rav Ozdan, the Shailos Tshuvos Shevet Halevi, says that if it's a mitzvah iveris, you have not the opportunity to help this person that needs the help, don't use the fact that it's night as an excuse not to give the tztaka. Lefikach, continued the Mishnah to teach us, since we don't complete a din Torah of din and nefashos l'chayva on the same day, so that's why the Mishnah said we don't do these type of din Torah on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontif. Says the one, my Tama, why is the halacha that we shouldn't do such a din Torah on Erev Shabbos? Mishum delay efshar. Says the Gemara, we can't administer this din Torah properly. And the Gemara explains itself. Because heichlev, exactly what do you want to do? L'dayna b'mal Shabbos, to do the din Torah on Friday, or ligmer l'dayna b'mal Shabbos, and also finish the din Torah on Friday, that is not necessarily an option. Because Dilma Chazatam L'chayva, maybe Bezdin will be leaning towards a guilty verdict, or Baal Amal of Ha'alon HaSadin, and if we just learn in such case, we have to wait to complete the din Torah to the next day, and we know that we can't do that, because L'dayni B'mal Shapsa, what will happen is that we're doing the din Torah on Friday, V'ligmer b'shabbos, and we're finishing the Torah on Shabbos. V'lekatle b'shabbos, and then if the person's chayiv mis rachman son, we're going to do it on Shabbos. That is not an option. The reason is that ein ritzicha doichas Shabbos. As we're going to be discussing, the halacha is that we don't administer dinei. We don't administer a death sentence on Shabbos. Liktalei l'urta, to kill him by night, that we just said, is also not an option, because the halacha is negre shemesh binin. We have to do it in a public way, and this is not in a public way. So Tosfos asks, why doesn't the Gemara just give a simpler answer? Because the halacha is that ain't donin b'shabbos. So Tosfos answers that that is only by dinei mominus. When the Mishnah says Masechta Bei ain't done in b'Shabbos, it means a dinei mominus where the reasonings have to be written down. But he says that that doesn't apply by dinei nefashos, which is difficult to understand, because dinei nefashos, as we learned and we're going to learn, there were court scribes that wrote down everything. So that's why I saw that, because it doesn't have to be done on Shabbos, that's why even if it wouldn't be also to be done on Shabbos, it may not be done on Shabbos. The Rishonim also ask that some of the forms of Mises Besdin involved Chil Shabbos, but not all of them. So why is there a Chiv? Why can't we do it on Shabbos? So Tosfos says that and he goes on to say, it's not considered a constructive act of killing somebody. And if it's not considered a constructive act, why can't we do it on Shabbos? So Tosfos answers, it is considered a constructive act, because the halacha is that that what happens when we administer death is that the person has a tikkun, his neshama has a tikkun, and that's why it's considered a constructive act. Ask the Gemara, why not? Ligmar Ladina B'Shapsa. Let's finish the entire on Shabbos. V'Libtza V'Liktel B'Chab B'Shapsa. But only minister the Mises Bezdin on Sunday. Answers the Gemara, that can't be. Nimtza at the Manastinoi. And we always, if a person is sentenced to death, sitting and waiting for the death is of course very painful. And we always administer the death right away. Nadayim b'mal shapsa, the nigmar b'chab shapsa, do the dintayra on Friday, and don't come to verdict until Sunday. Says the Gemara, that is not a good option, because minshut tamayu. We're worried that until Sunday, the people, the dayanim, will forget what they were thinking on Friday. And says the Gemara, as we just said, there are two court scribes who write down all the reasoning. They record the reasons for the people who hold innocent, the people who hold guilty. Nay, the Bapumakasvin, they said, indeed, whatever the Dayanim said, they record. However, like the Inchi and Shinchi, but there are certain things what somebody thinks about. You know, the Dayanim explain their opinion, but they don't necessarily say everything that's in their mind. The Gemara says, we just learned, that we're not allowed to do Inui Hadin. And what we explained Inui Hadin means, that if the person's Chai Misa, we should do it immediately. So the Rishonim give two reasons for it. One reason is, because Haft L'Rach K'maycha, leaving this person in limbo that way is unacceptable, is not fair. If the person's Chai Misa, just do it. And the other reason is, V'Ata Ra Mikabecha. And that is that when we have somebody who has to be eliminated for doing the wrong thing, he should be eliminated immediately. And I saw that the Rishonim say there's a nafkamina between the two reasons. V'haft l'reach k'moicha applies to a human being. So if a human being, Rachman Tzlan did an aveira, for which he's chayiv misa, the Torah says, the halacha tells us, don't
make him suffer. But it wouldn't apply. We know that we've spoken in our Masechta, and we'll speak about Mises Hashar, that if somebody's animal has to be put to death, many things that are very similar in the putting to death of an animal as there is to putting to death of a person. But obviously, this concept of a haftal reach kamoicha won't apply to an animal. However, if the reason for administering the Misa as quickly as possible is because of Ivat HaRab Mikabecha, we want to eliminate anybody who did an Aveira. If that's the case, then it applies even to animals. It would apply even to animals as well. And a shor, an animal that's Chai Misa, would have to be put to death also as quickly as possible. The Gemara now begins a discussion about this halacha, about Mises Bezdin on Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Amalei Reish Lakish Rav Yochanan, V'tehei Kfuris Mei Smitz of Deicha Shabbos. The halacha is that if somebody finds a mace on the road, and there's nobody who is taking care of that nifter, even though the halacha is that on Shabbos, we have to do whatever we have to do to bury that mace mitzvah, but on Shabbos we don't. And the Gemara's question is, we should, that the halacha of burying the mace mitzvah should take precedence over Shabbos, because we can make the following kal v'chomer. Uma avoida, the avoida in the Beis Hamikdash, shedoicha Shabbos, override Shabbos. The proof, of course, being that we do avoida in the Beis Hamikdash every Shabbos they brought kabbonis. Yet, kfuras meis mitzvah, doicha isoi, the burial of a meis mitzvah overrides the avoida of Shabbos, based on the pasuk of Achosai. What is that pasuk? The pasuk says regarding a nazir. The pasuk says, "Kol yemei azir al Hashem, al nefesh meis lo yavai." A nazir may not be exposed to tuma. And then the pasuk continues to say, "Lo aviv leimai lo achiv la chosa lo yatama." And the Gemara often in Shas, in analyzing that pasuk, tries to understand, why did the Torah have to single out each relative? Ma Talmud Loima. And when we have the Gemara in other places, the Gemara explains each word individually. Our Gemara is focused on the word Lachoisoi. Says the Gemara, Harei Shayahoylech Lishchad Es Pitzchay Ulamad El Espanoi. Rashi says that we're talking about the Kohen Gadol. But the truth is, many Rishonim disagree with Rashi and say that it's not dafka a kohen gadol. It could be a regular kohen as well, because all the kohanim participated in the shechting of the Karan Pesach. So again, he's going to shecht the Karan Pesach and to do a bris milah for his son. And here too, there's a discussion in the Mefarshim how to understand this line of the Gemara. Is the way to understand the line of the Gemara that he's going to do both of these mitzvahs? And what makes these two mitzvahs, I say, most unique is that normally, if somebody, one, of course, is obligated to do every mitzvah, I say, but there is no punishment for the violation of a mitzvah, I say. Here, the aveira of not bringing Karban Pesach when one is able to bring Karban Pesach, or not doing a bris milah, is a mitzvah, I say, that carries with it a chiyuv karis. So says the Braisa, Reisha Hayahaylech. Again, the person is going to do a Karan Pesach or do a Bris Milah. And again, as I said, some say that it means they was going to do both or even just one of these two mitzvahs. Shama Shemes Lemes. And now he becomes aware that one of his relatives passed away. Yochel Yitama. We would say that he should bury that person, become tummy to bury the person. Amrit, the Torah says, Lo yitama, that no. Yochel, kishem shen mitama lachoysoi, that he doesn't become tummy to his relative under these circumstances. Kach ena mitama l'meis mitzvah, so too will be l'aloch by meis mitzvah. Tamaloyma, that's why the Torah says the word lachoysoi. Lachoysoi hu de mitama, ava mitama l'meis mitzvah. A meis mitzvah will be different. There's much discussion, the Gemara Masechta Zvachim discusses when did this relative pass away that we're saying that we shouldn't be mitama to them. The Gemara wants to differentiate whether the relative died before Chatzos or died after Chatzos. And the Brisker Rav has two ways of explaining that Gemara. One way of explaining is if that the person was Nifter before Chatzos, so the Chiyuv Kvura came before the Chiyuv of the Karm Pesach, because the Chiyuv of the Karm Pesach only begins by Chatzos. So since the Chiyuv Kvura came first, you have to do the Kvura first. But if the Nifter was Nifter after Chatzos, so the Chiyuv Kvura came after the Chiyuv Karm Pesach, and that's why the Chiyuv of the Karm Pesach overrides the Chiyuv of the Kvura. That's one way of learning. The other way of learning, says the Brisker Rav, is that we know that when a person loses a close relative, the Rechman Otzlan becomes an Oinen. So suggests the Brisker Rav that if this relative was Nifter before Chatzos, so what that means is that this person became an Oinen. Once he becomes an Oinen, he's exempt from being in the Karm Pesach. However, if the Nifter was Nifter after Chatzos, so suggests the Brisker Rav, since it's already after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, that's not a time that a person could become an Oinen. Since that's not a time that a person becomes an Oinen, so if he's not an Oinen, the whole Chiv of Kfura doesn't apply to him, because that's what Oinen is all about. So now that the Gemara showed us that Meis Mitzvah overrides the Avodah, so Rish Lakish makes the following Kal V'chomer. Shabbos. If Shabbos, which we see, is Nidches V'pnei Avodah, is pushed away for the Avodah, as we said before, you do the Avodah in the Beis Hamikdash on a Shabbos, so certainly Ein Adin take first Meis Mitzvah, which is even more significant than the Avodah, Doichaisa, so the halacha ought to be that a Beis Mitzvah should be buried on Shabbos. Yet, we said that a Beis Mitzvah is not buried in Shabbos. Amalei, to which Rabbi Yochanan responds to Reish Lakish, Ritzicha Techeach. We'll bring a raya from the halachas that we are discussing, the halachas of Mises Bezdin. Shehidaycha Avoida, the halacha is that Ritzicha overrides the Avoida, and yet, Enidaycha is a Shabbos. We take somebody to kill. The pasuk says that if a kohen, Rechman Tzlan, killed somebody and his kohen is chayiv misa, the Tayag Dosh says meim mizbechi tikchena lamas. So we see that the kohen should not do the avodah to be put to death, and so we see from here that even though the ritzicha overrides. Avoida, and Avoida overrides Shabbos, but we've been learning in our shir that you don't do Ritzicha on Shabbos. We don't murder somebody. Somebody's Chayiv Misa, we don't kill him on Shabbos. So we see that this Kal V'chomer doesn't work. Ask the Gemara, but maybe Taka, maybe that Loch ought to be the Ritzicha Gufa Titchas of Shabbos, that we should be allowed to administer Mises Bezdin on the Shabbos, based on the following Kal V'chomer, or Ma Avoida Shadoich for Shabbos. If Avoida is override Shabbos, Ritzicha Doichaisoi, still means Mizuchi Tikhanolamus overrides it. Shenema, how do we know that killing somebody's Chai Misa overrides the Avoida, as we just read, means Mizuchi Tikhanolamus, Shabbos, Shenitchas Vapnei Avoida, so Shabbos, which is less than Avoida, because we do the Avoida on Shabbos, and it didn't say Ritzicha Doichaisoi, answers the Gemara. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, Kva Paska Tana Deberi Rishmol. The Tana Deberi Rishmol already taught us this halacha. Ask the Gemara, where do we see that? The Tana Deberi Rishmol, the Pasuk says, Lo Shavara Eish, B'chomesh V'seichem, B'yoy M'Shabbos, Ma Tam Loimer. And the simple way of approaching this Gemara is that we know the Tarek Dosha says, Lo Sasa Ka Malacha. We're not allowed to do any Malacha on Shabbos. And the model from where we know what is considered a malacha is from what was a malacha in the building of the Mishkan, and certainly making a fire was in the base of Mishkan. So why does the Torah single out the
melacha of lo sevara eish b'chomesh v'seichem b'yom Shabbos. Ma tam loyma. Ila Rav Yosi. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosi says, l'lav yotzei. That even though all the melachos on Shabbos, we know if somebody chas v'shalom is mechal Shabbos, he's chayv skila b'mezid, this is only a lav, havara. Vila Rav Nosson l'chalak yotzei. To teach us that if somebody does melacha on Shabbos, the 39 melachos on Shabbos, for each melacha, yichayev a separate oynish. Kiritanya, as the pasuk says, lo sevara eish b'chomesh v'seichem b'yom Shabbos, havara l'lav yotza, that teaches that you get a separate lav, that you that havara is only a lav. Rav Nosson says l'chal yotzas, that to separate, that you get for every avera second separate melacha. What we see from her is that the Torah separated the Torah singled out lo sevara eish b'chomesh v'seichem. So the question is, what's your question? What we learn from lo sevara eish b'chomesh v'seichem? So the question is, according to the man the Omer that havara l'lav yotzes, the Emri Emes asked this question. It's most understandable. The Torah, for whatever reason, as we'll discuss, wants to teach us that the melacha of Havara is different than all the other melachas. But according to the man d'amar, that's l'chalik yotza, why did the Torah speak specifically about this melacha? So the Emri Emes explains that why did the Torah speak about this melacha? Because we know that when did Adam HaRishon create fire? Adam HaRishon only created fire on Matzoy Shabbos. So in the first Shabbos that there was in the world, there was no Havara. So since there was no Melacha on the first Shabbos, we would think that if the first Shabbos didn't have the Melacha of Havara, no other Shabbosim will have the Melacha of Havara. That's why the Torah had to single out the Melacha of Havara. The Binus Yisoschar has a different explanation, that Shabbos is a day that we're supposed to live in peace with each other. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, L'savar eish b'chomesh v'seichem, as much as we're supposed to be concerned that there should be no machlokes in Klal Yisrael, but the Torah wants us to especially be concerned on Shabbos, L'savar eish b'chomesh v'seichem b'yom Shabbos. Says the Gemara, El Amarava, so we know what Leisveish Eish B'chomesh V'seichem comes to say. So that has nothing to do with what we're discussing in our Shir. El Amarava Tanam Hashavas Kashle. The Torah says Leisvara Eish B'chomesh V'seichem, and the question that is bothering the Tana is Meshavas Matam Leima. Why did the Torah say Meshavas Michti? Let's think about the Chiv of Shabbos. Shabbos Chayvus Agufi. Shabbos is something that we have to do. It's not related to a place. And we know that halacha is that any mitzvah which is a chayvus aguf, nahagas bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz. So if that's the case, why did the Torah have to single out and say, Moshe Seichem, the Kos Rachman Olam Ali, says the Gemara, Mishum Rav Shmuel Amit Talmud Achad, Lefi Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Ki yeh be'ish chayt mishpat moves v'umas, if somebody did something that carries with it a death sentence, we should kill him. Shemayani, so we just had that pasuk that we would say that applies by Mechal B'Av Shabbos. V'haman Mikayim. I, the Torah says, Mechal Mashimus, you're not allowed to be Mechal Shabbos. You're not allowed to do Melacha Shabbos. We would say that speaking at Sham Melachas, in other situations, Chutz Mises Bezdin, or Eino Elo, maybe perhaps, Afilu Mises Bezdin will be also to be done on Shabbos. V'haman Mikayim. Yet, what will we do with the pasuk that says that we do have to eliminate him? We would say that that pasuk is speaking about b'chol avalai b'shabbos on during the week, but not Shabbos. So now we have this dilemma: do we administer Mises Bezdin on Shabbos or not? That's why the pasuk says b'shabbos. So now we have this dilemma: do we do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos or not? Tamaloymer. When the pasuk speaks about the people who are chayiv
Misa, because they murdered people. Vayalachem, l'chukas ashbel darseichem, b'kol mashvaseichem. Ma mashavas ha'am lahalan. When the Torah used the word mashavas in that context, it was being used regarding Bezdin. Af mashavas ha'amakan, when the Torah says l'shavar esh b'kol mashvaseichem, it's speaking about Bezdin. V'amrachmana, the Torah says l'shavar esh b'kol mashvaseichem. And from here we see that even though there could be an argument that we should be allowed to do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, the Torah is telling us explicitly that we're not allowed to do it on Shabbos. Amar Abaya says the Gemara. Now that we've learned that the pasuk of Loisavara Eish B'Chomash V'Seichem B'Yom Shabbos is coming to teach us that Ein Ritzicha Doiches Shabbos, that we don't do Mises Bezdin on Shabbos, Ein Ritzicha Doiches Avoida. So then we should be able to learn the following Kavachomer and say that Ein Ritzicha Doiches Avoida B'Kavachomer, that taking a murderer off the Bezdin should not override the Avoida, because we should say the following: Or Ma Shabbos Shenitches V'Nei Avoida. That the Avoida overrides Shabbos. The halacha is Ein Ritzicha Doiches. We can't do Mrs. Bezdin on Shabbos. Avoida she Doiches on Shabbos, because we know we could do the Avoida on Shabbos. And it didn't shloit her Ritzicha Doiches. And the halacha should be that we should not take a coin that Chai Misa from the Bezdin. Ella, but says the Gemara, how could you think so? There's an explicit pasuk. El hadik simim is b'chi tikchena lamus. Says the Gemara, Hahi le carbon yachid. We would say that the pasuk is speaking about a carbon yachid. If a kohen is coming to bring a carbon yachid, then the halacha is that if he's chai misa, we should put him to death. But because that type of a carbon is not doiches Shabbos, we're only allowed to bring a carbon tzibur on Shabbos. Amar Rava says that we can't learn such a carbon kavachomer. We can't say that the pasuk of, we can't learn such a limud and say that the pasuk is speaking about a carbon yachid, because if we're going to say that, we will make the following kavachomer. Or my yontif, the halach is on yontif shenetchum nei carbon yachid. On yontif, we're allowed to bring every type of carbon. Yet the Eret Sicha Doichai Soi, Mises Bezdin is not to be done on Yontif. So carbon yachid Shehu Doiches Yontif, that we do bring a carbon yachid, every carbon on Yontif, Ein Adin Shloi Teret Sicha Doichai Soi, and there should not be Halacha Mem Bezbechi Teikachen Olamas, if even by a carbon yachid. Says the Gemara, this line of reasoning is acceptable. Hanich Lamad Amar, that so this line of reasoning, we don't have to worry about, according to the opinion that holds that ain't a dharma daros kriyam yontif. We don't bring a carbon yachid on yontif. But says the Gemara, according to the opinion that the dharma daros kriyam yontif, so we should have a line of reasoning that even a carbon yachid, the coin should not be taken to be killed, even in the case of a carbon yachid. But you just said that the pasuk is coming to teach us that by carbon yachid, he is taken to be killed. El Amarava, the way to understand is as follows. If you're going to say that the halacha is that we don't put a person to death, we don't put the coin to death because of the kavachomers we've been saying, so then, how are we going to fulfill an explicit pasuk in the Torah that says "Im mizbechi tikechena lamas"? Elafilam adam in the darim adavus ain't craving beyontiv. That so, according to him, we could say that the pasuk is talking about a carbon yachid haksiv mizbechi, and the pasuk means mizbechi hamuyuchli u'mayniu. So how? What's that carbon? Carbon tamid. Amrachmana, and still the Torah says, so what the pasuk is teaching us is that even though the kavachomer would maybe teach us that if a kohen is chayiv misa but he's doing the avoda, that should come first, but there's an explicit pasuk that says and a kavachomer cannot override an explicit pasuk.